weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 92. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 66. Daytime highs approaching 92. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The case of two missing women in rural eastern Colorado has now been considered a double homicide. The deaths of Linda L. Estrada, age 44, and Amy R. Ford, age 39, both from Emporia, are now being investigated as homicides. According to the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, both families are continuing to raise money to bring their bodies home and for the women's children. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office announced that after obtaining a search warrant, they have arrested one man on charges of distribution of opiates, including fentanyl and several other drug-related crimes. 24-year-old Jacob Peterson has been booked into Franklin County Jail. Officials have yet to release any more information about Peterson's bond amount or any set court appearances. As elections get closer, organizations are worried because the Wyandotte County Election Commission refuses meetings. Michael Abbott has denied access for some of these organizations to meet with them regarding early voting season. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers. Expires 9/30.
Matthew Richards, a former Shawnee County youth pastor, admitted to stabbing his wife and children because of financial issues, according to new court documents. He is currently charged with five counts of attempted murder and other crimes as he allegedly attacked his wife and five children on September 16th. Police responded to the Richards' home after receiving several 911 calls. One of the callers reported that their father had been chasing them with a knife, and another caller mentioned that she had been stabbed and needed help. When officers arrived, they found three people outside of a burning house suffering from stab wounds. One of the children was stabbed in his upper right chest and had a significant cut across his abdomen, exposing his internal organs. And another child suffered multiple stab wounds to his colon, liver, neck, and back. Firefighters across the state have been alerted due to the ongoing drought, hot and windy conditions, and the forecast for the rest of this week. At least in Sedgwick County, the fire marshal is asking to limit the use of campfires, chimeneas, and barbecue grills outside. Kansas Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson.
Is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. The Central Community College Board of Governors have approved an operating budget for 2023 through 2024. It includes its fifth straight decrease in the property tax levy for the 25 counties served by Central Community College. Jessica Burgess, who helped a teen get an illegal abortion in the state of Nebraska, was sentenced to 2 years in prison in Madison County District Court. The charge was removing/concealing a dead human body, false reporting, and performing an abortion past 20 weeks gestation. The 17-year-old girl being helped by Burgess has since turned 18 and was sentenced in July to 90 days in jail, followed by 2 years of probation after pleading guilty of removing a dead human body in May. A judge ordered that Burgess receive a psychological evaluation before her sentencing but that was rescinded due to lack of funding. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and discussed options for an interim city administrator, with Austin St. John leaving that post in October. A part-time candidate would work perhaps 3 days per week and would be assured the same salary and benefits as the current administrator, in addition to covering mileage and lodging. One prospect was mentioned, and Councilmember Jeff Keating offered an alternative in using previous city administrator Rick Shane. Mayor Jason Barnes indicated that he would not be in favor of nominating Shane. Consensus then was to reach out to the League of Municipalities to advertise short-term for candidates and see who may be available. An interim would likely serve a 3 to 6 month term until a full-time prospect is hired. Approval was given for the police department to pursue a state grant funded through federal American Rescue Plan funds for $62,000, with the city contributing 10% toward updating vehicle radios. Another federal grant in the works through the U.S. Senate would fund $173,000 for a drug analyzer at $40,000, which would be one of three in the state and would be available for Northeast Kansas. It would also fund updated vehicle cameras and the UTV purchase recently approved. Millings on Jayhawk Road were discussed, and council consensus was to see how they hold up this winter before considering additional millings. It was mentioned a portable milling machine could be helpful in providing patching for alleys and such. Public concern with seating of the ball fields at Dargetts Park was discussed. Austin St. John said that decision was made at a city council workshop and would result in less workload and maintenance for park staff. Councilman Todd Fry was not at the workshop and expressed concern that such a decision was made without Parks and Rec Committee consideration and no open discussion at regular city council meetings. After considerable back and forth, no change was made to the recent seating which was done. The ball fields will still be available for practice and play. Kyle Mashburn of Lynn was arrested September 21st on pending charges of rape, sexual exploitation of a child, and breach of privacy, and was held at the Washington County Jail on release on $30,000 bond. Homecoming is Friday at Valley Heights. Queen candidates are Maggie Torber, Olivia Scala, and Elena Merck. King candidates Carson Spoontz, Kyson Bigham, and Drake Slifer. The annual Mustang Bonfire is planned Thursday evening at 8:30 at the school, with a homecoming parade Friday afternoon at 2:15 in Waterville. The Mustang Booster Club will serve a pulled pork sandwich meal at 5:30 Friday, as Valley Heights will host Salina Sacred Heart for the homecoming game. Southern High homecoming at Wymore is Friday. Queen candidates are Jaden Ollington, Ainsley Hughes, Savannah Mason, Caden C., and Riley Savage. King candidates Antonio Pernata, Lennon Saltz, Tyson Singleton, Matt Walk, and Bladen Weiner. Southern entertains Freeman in the homecoming match Friday. Blue Rapids Community is hosting a road ramble Saturday with registration at 8 a.m. at the community center, a breakfast at 8:30, the drivers meeting at 10:30, and the ride begins at 11. Drivers must be back by 6 p.m. with door prizes and a poker hand. For information, contact Crystal Porter at 783-3909. Area 4-H youth will be spotlighted in October during National 4-H Month. KNDY invites anyone interested to submit a short recording, which will be used throughout the month on air. For details, contact Stacy Mayer at KNDY or email KNDY@bluevalley.net. Haxtell Community Christmas Cantata rehearsals begin October 1st. Rehearsals Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. are open to anyone interested at the Haxtell United Methodist Church, lasting about an hour and a half. The cantata is planned December 10th. For information, contact Darlene Porting at 785-353-2536. Marjorie E. Marge Lau, age 85, of Greenleaf, passed away September 20th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7. At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marge Lau. Denise M. Torrey, age 63, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Denise Torrey. Floyd F. Munson, age 87, of Olsburg, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Thursday, October 5th at 10:30 at the Olsburg Lutheran Church, interment in the Olsburg City Cemetery, with the Anders Fively Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Floyd Munson.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fively Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fively Funeral Home in Riley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting up to 30. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds still gusting up to 30. Still sunny and breezy as we head into Sunday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. South winds still gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 77, record high on this date 106, the average low 52 and the record low 32. Sunrise this morning 7:20, sunset this evening at 7:16.
There's no time better suited for family outings than fall. We have a few suggestions for making some family memories this season for the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 28th, the 271st day of the year. Chinese philosopher Confucius was born on this day, and in 1997, the DVD or digital video disc was first introduced. Harvest season gets our vote for the best time of year for fun family activities. Nothing beats a hayride on a pick-your-own pumpkin farm. All the better if there's hot apple cider at the end or a fire for roasting marshmallows. The crisp air and fall colors make it the ideal season for a nature walk, too. Check out all those trails you passed up in the sweltering heat of summer. And while you have the family together, bring out the sweaters and scarves and pose for your Christmas card portrait. You'll be a step ahead before the season gets too hectic. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The case of two missing women in rural eastern Colorado has now been considered a double homicide. The deaths of Linda L. Estrada, age 44, and Amy R. Ford, age 39, both from Emporia, are now being investigated as homicides. According to the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, both families are continuing to raise money to bring their bodies home and for the women's children. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office announced that after obtaining a search warrant, they have arrested one man on charges of distribution of opiates, including fentanyl and several other drug-related crimes. 24-year-old Jacob Peterson has been booked into Franklin County Jail. Officials have yet to release any more information about Peterson's bond amount or any set court appearances. As elections get closer, organizations are worried because the Wyandotte County Election Commission refuses meetings. Michael Abbott has denied access for some of these organizations to meet with them regarding early voting season. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers. Expires 9/30.
Matthew Richards, a former Shawnee County youth pastor, admitted to stabbing his wife and children because of financial issues, according to new court documents. He is currently charged with 5 counts of attempted murder and other crimes as he allegedly attacked his wife and 5 children on September 16th. Police responded to the Richards' home after receiving several 911 calls. One of the callers reported that their father had been chasing them with a knife, and another caller mentioned that she had been stabbed and needed help. When officers arrived, they found 3 people outside of a burning house suffering from stab wounds. One of the children was stabbed in his upper right chest and had a significant cut across his abdomen, exposing his internal organs. And another child suffered multiple stab wounds to his colon, liver, neck, and back. Firefighters across the state have been alerted due to the ongoing drought, hot and windy conditions, and the forecast for the rest of this week. At least in Sedgwick County, the fire marshal is asking to limit the use of campfires, chimeneas, and barbecue grills outside. Kansas Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson.
Twin Valley League volleyball scores from Tuesday night action. Onega finishes the night 1-1 with a victory over Troy. Donovan West finishes 2-0 with wins over Onega and Troy. Valley Heights finishes 2-0, defeating Axtell and Frankfort. Frankfort finishes 1-1 with a win over Axtell. Hanover goes undefeated, topping Lynn twice and Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde finishes the night 1-1 with a victory over Lynn. Centralia finishes 1-1 with a victory over Blue Valley, while Washington County finishes the evening 2-0 with victories over Centralia and Blue Valley. Results from the Axtell Invitational last Saturday. Valley Heights finishes first, Frankfort finishes third, Axtell finishes fifth, while Lynn finishes sixth. Updated league standings, Hanover sets in the number one spot 9-0 in league, 19-3 overall. Valley Heights is in second with a league record of 7-2, 19-8 overall, while Frankfort and Donovan West are tied for third, 6-2, and 14-8 overall.
At Marysville High School, the girls' volleyball team split a pair of matches with Clay Center last Thursday and met Abilene Tuesday. The North Central Kansas League tennis meet is at Wamego Saturday. Marysville is 3-year defending champion of the league. Marysville will host the 1-2-3A Girls Tennis Regional October 6th and 7th. Girls golf continues. Coach Chase Green will be a guest at halftime on our broadcast of Marysville High School football Friday.
Clean, sharp, quality shovels can make the difference between drudgery and efficiency. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Protect yourself while cleaning and sharpening tools. Always wear safety glasses to protect your eyes from dirt and debris. Wear a good-fitting pair of leather gloves to support and protect your hands throughout the process. Clean off caked-on dirt and rust with a wire brush. After you break through the first layer of dirt and rust, use fine steel wool or medium grit sandpaper to finish cleaning. Once clean, give your shovel a nice sharp edge. Use a three-sided file to bevel the edge so it cuts through and moves smoothly through the soil. Always file away from your body. Turn over the shovel and remove any burrs that form on the backside. Finish off the job with steel wool to clean and smooth the edge. Clean the handle and you're set for the next project. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
Placing explosives on the backs of mules sounds like an unusual job, but it was just part of the work that Stu performed for years. An important task, helping ready a place for visitors each season. His unique story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. Founded by farmers nearly a century ago, they're committed to keeping us safe and protected. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. That's why we created short videos to help address those important topics. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where they'll help you see what we may have overlooked.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Stu Sorensen has packed many interesting things on the backs of mules, including explosives.
Yeah, I packed pack strings full of 40% nitro sticks to blow the trails. The trail crew did the dynamiting, but I got hazard pay for packing the nitro sticks. I got 25 cents an hour extra.
That was back in the 1970s, but it's still done today.
The Ahern Drift on the west side going past Granite Park Chalet, and it goes up Ahern Drift, and then it goes over into Canada, and it's on the north side, so they had bullet drift all the time.
The dynamite may be necessary on backcountry trails. Meanwhile, for the Going to the Sun Highway that traverses the park, machinery is used each spring to remove snow. But something else happens each fall to assist with that.
After they shut down the road, then they take all the guardrail out. And then in spring, they put it back up again. Because they can't have guardrail to clean the snow off. They've got to have it
to be able to push it off.
Yep.
I asked Stu about trouble with bears on his trail work deep in the backcountry.
I saw lots of bears. When they see me come with a whole string of mules with iron shoes on them, clanking up the trail, they just get off the trail and sit there and watch me go by, and then they get back on the trail. I never had any trouble.
Besides spending plenty of time working on those miles of trails, Stu also worked with a group called Backcountry Horsemen. If you've not heard of them, you may just be interested in what they do. And who knows, you may like to join their effort. As a guy who rides quite a bit myself, I know it sounded interesting to me. I'll share more next time as we travel the countryside in Columbia Falls, Montana. I'm Andrew McCray.
Circle P Processing in Waterville is holding their annual smoke-off and fundraiser Saturday, October 7th. Get your barbecue fill and support a good cause as proceeds go to the Valley Heights FFA chapter. Stay a while and enjoy good company as the smoke-off is held in conjunction with Waterville's Autumn Flannel Fest. Enjoy People's Choice Awards presented for Best Brisket, Chicken, Ribs, Dessert, and Overall Champion. Taste testing begins at 3 p.m. with results announced at 7. Follow your nose down to Waterville, October 7th, for the annual Circle P Processing Smoke Off and Fundraiser.
There will be a personal property auction for Don and Ruby Harmer Saturday, September 30th, 10 a.m. at 503 North 14th Street in Marysville. Selling at noon is a 2003 Chrysler Grand Caravan. Front-wheel drive, newer tires, 75,000 miles. Tools include a 10-inch table saw, 4-inch jointer planer, a miter saw, portable air compressor, cordless drill, other miscellaneous tools, a Werner 24-foot fiberglass ladder, 14- and 24-foot aluminum extension ladders. They'll be selling 2 walk mowers, push mowers, 22-inch snow blower. Collectibles include 2-gallon Red Wing crop, a few pieces of Fiesta ware. Household items include dining tables with 6 chairs, glass front hutch, oval table with 6 chairs, chest of drawers, bedroom set, folding tables and chairs, and miscellaneous. This personal property auction for Don and Ruby Harmer, Saturday, 10 a.m. at 503 North 14th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
There will be a farm equipment auction for the Leonard and Larry Gross Estate Saturday, September 30th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 2665 O Road at Bern. Selling tractors including a 2003 Case IH Maxim 130 front wheel assist with a Grape Bend loader with grapple fork, a Case 1370, 2007 Case 420 skid loader with a cab, 2020 Titan tilt bed trailer, 20-foot tandem axle trailer, 5-foot rock bucket, 6-foot bucket with teeth, 2-prong bale fork. Machinery includes 200-gallon 3-point sprayer, 25-foot booms, back wing 21-foot shredder, gravity wagons, PTO generator, 15,000-watt, field cultivator, rake, a V-ripper, front-mount cultivator, steerable plow, 3-point log splitter, zero-turn mower, Laris 4x4, 15 metal gates, high-pressure washer, an ATV sprayer, and miscellaneous. This public auction for the Leonard and Larry Gross Estate Saturday begins 10 a.m. at 2665 O Road, Bern, Kansas. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
If you're a woodworker, try using lumber cut from your woodlot. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It takes time and patience to dry the wood, but the end result will be an heirloom as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Many woodworkers like to use wood they've cut down on their farm. The drying process is important because when wood releases moisture, it can change shape. And you don't want that to happen after the project is finished. Lucas Peters is the digital content manager at Wood Magazine. He says the first step in drying wood is to seal the ends of the boards.
If you haven't already done this with the logs, and even if you have, paint the ends of the boards with latex paint. Give it a good coating. The ends are where the moisture escapes more quickly, and they'll split and check with the uneven drying. So sealing the ends slows down the drying for the ends.
Start the air drying process outdoors where the wind can blow through the stack. Don't put the wood in constant sunlight or the boards might dry too fast and crack. Create a level bed of cinder blocks, add some runners to it, then cross the runners with 4x4 posts. Stack your first layer of wood on top of the posts.
Then you'll want to use inch square, what we call stickers. That's 1 inch by 1 inch pieces of wood. Place those about 2 feet on center on your first layer, then stack your next layer. And continue doing that, keeping your stickers right in line. For your top layer, then add another layer of stickers, sheet of plywood, and weight it down with some more cinder blocks. And that's going to keep everything out of the rain and weighted down.
Once it's been outside for a few months, you can bring the wood inside, stacking it the same way. The general rule of thumb for air drying time is 1 year per inch of thickness. You'll have to check the wood periodically for mold and splitting. Use a moisture meter to assess how well it's drying, and when the moisture level has reduced to 10 to 15%, it's ready. Find more tips for drying wood at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We are traveling in the footsteps of those who've gone before, but we'll all be reunited on a new and sunlit shore.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints,
oh, marching in,
go marching in.
Oh, when the saints,
when go the saints,
marching in.
Songs are called.
the new.
Oh, when the new.
A budget can be like starting out with healthy eating. If you're overly ambitious, you'll probably fail. But if you approach dieting and budgeting thoughtfully, it will be more achievable. Plus, you won't have to deprive yourself from a good piece of cake every once in a while. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It can be easy to get caught up in the moment and set unrealistic goals. And if you're anything like me, I expect perfection right from the get-go. But the reality is, when setting a new budget, small and consistent actions make a big impact. Maybe a small step for you is using a savings app at the grocery store. Or maybe it's selling unused household items online to make some extra cash. Repeating those minor yet achievable steps adds up over time and can give you more confidence when it comes to your finances. Whatever those small steps mean for you, just remember that when you're purposeful with your money, it can help you achieve financial clarity.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, you have to produce more and address the climate problem at the same time. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. In case you didn't know what we're asking farmers to do in the decades ahead, here's Jeff Simmons, president and CEO of Elanco Animal Health.
We're about creating more protein, more affordable, and more accessible to the global population, giving consumers what they want, animals what they need, and using less environment. That's our, I think, agriculture's agenda.
That agenda, says Simmons, is to do what's right for the right reasons.
For any major change to happen in history, the why has to be right. This is making a better world. So that's number one. That's the environmental health. Agriculture has fought for a long time to say, hey, we want to be relevant. We're relevant. When you're relevant, you got to be responsible as well. We got to step up. And right now we've been on defense. I think over the next year, especially American animal agriculture can go on offense.
Simmons points out that not everyone outside of agriculture knows how it should be done.
I think there's just a couple stats that people need to realize. One, protein continues to grow. If you removed animals and did what maybe a Holland is doing or whatever, 86% of all that grazable land where animals are globally is unusable. So we're creating protein out of unusable. If you pull the animals off, you're going to have a bigger environmental challenge.
One more show in the series on Ag and Carbon tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Throughout every community in Kansas, you find hardworking people who make our state better each day. They bring their best to everything they do, determined to reach their full potential and make life better not only for themselves, but for every citizen in Kansas. They are the soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard. They proudly serve part-time in their local communities. Learn more about service with the Kansas Army National Guard at nationalguard.com/KS. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There will be a farm equipment auction for the Leonard and Larry Gross Estate Saturday, September 30th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 2665 O Road at Bern. selling tractors, including a 2003 Case IH Maxim 130 front wheel assist with a Great Bend loader with grapple fork, a Case 1370, 2007 Case 420 skid loader with a cab, 2020 Titan tilt bed trailer, 20-foot tandem axle trailer, 5-foot rock bucket, 6-foot bucket with teeth, 2-prong bale fork. Machinery includes 200-gallon 3-point sprayer, 25-foot booms, bat wing, 21-foot shredder, gravity wagons, PTO generator, 15,000-watt, field cultivator, rake, a V-ripper, front-mount cultivator, steerable plow, 3-point log splitter, zero-turn mower, Polaris 4x4, 15 metal gates, high-pressure washer, an ATV sprayer, and miscellaneous. This public auction for the Leonard and Larry Gross Estate Saturday begins 10 a.m. at 2665 O Road, Burn, Kansas. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Thursday, September the 28th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Back from a recent trip to D.C., Oklahoma cattlemen recently took to the Capitol to discuss several policy issues impacting their operations. Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey, says his delegation spent time talking to lawmakers about bag bolt regulations in the Migratory Bird Act.
There's a House bill that would allow for more taking of those birds. Right now there's a permit that gives you an opportunity to take 5 over a year. You know, when you're in a calving season and you run out there and there's 30 birds circling in the heifer pen, that's taking 5 is just not going to work. And so we need some relief there in the Migratory Bird Act.
The EPA has also issued a new decision regarding pesticide applications.
This new restriction is relative to the Endangered Species Act, and so it hits things like the American burying beetle and some other smaller species. What it would do is it would drastically prohibit the pesticide usage. It takes tools out of the toolbox, and so we need to work on that, need to educate our congressional delegation about that.
The OFF Act is also a big issue, Kelsey says, as it poses a threat to the beef checkoff.
We want to make sure we defeat that because the beef checkoff has just done such a great job promoting our product and defending our product on a daily basis. There's some WOTUS issues. We've got a really nice ruling from EPA regarding WOTUS here as a result of the Supreme Court decision. So as you can see, just a lot of different litany of issues that we've been working on and had an opportunity to talk about when we were in D.C.
The fly-in event included the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and Oklahoma Ag Cooperative Council. That's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Thursday, September the 28th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Egg Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty Egg Ford, yeah. You can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65325. Sale price 64325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have qualifying trading with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Ford for 60 months. 1667 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined.
Predictability in farming is next to impossible. Until now. Pivot Bio provides a more reliable, more predictable source of nitrogen. Pivot Bio delivers nitrogen directly to the plant throughout the growing season. Because it adheres directly to the root, Pivot Bio doesn't wash away in the rain. Plant more predictability next season with Pivot Bio.
Contact Alan Harries in Marysville, Kansas at 785-799-7591.
Hard days in the combine during harvest can take a toll. The best way to stay safe is to take care of yourself first on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Of activity, weather conditions, long hours, and large machinery combine to make the fall harvest a potentially dangerous time. Operator stress or error are the cause of most harvest accidents. Kent McGuire is an Ag Health and Safety Coordinator at Ohio State University. He says to remember that you are your most important tool, so know your limits, both physical and emotional, and take care of yourself.
To reduce fatigue, try to get enough sleep. That's your body's time to rest. Pace yourself and plan your day out the best you can. And take short breaks throughout the day. Take 5 minutes to get out of a piece of equipment and take a short walk or just something to get your mind and your body away from the piece of equipment to recharge yourself and minimize that fatigue factor.
While you're walking around, McGuire says to look over the machine for any trouble spots, but make sure everything is in place before you hop back in the seat.
Doing some of those maintenance checks and you're removing guards and shields, make sure that you put those guards and shields back on after you're done inspecting or doing some sort of maintenance on the equipment, because those guards and shields are there to protect you and anybody that might be working around the piece of equipment.
There's probably a crew of people helping in the field, so pay attention to your surroundings and any individuals walking around. Also, keep a jug of water with you to stay hydrated and have someone bring you healthy meals and snacks to boost your energy. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for safety during harvest at agriculture.com.
Whether the work is inside or outside, a repair, remodel, addition, or new construction, Peak Construction in Marysville is ready to build. They start off by helping you turn your vision into a concrete design with the help of samples from local vendors. Their in-house construction crew gets to work making that design a reality. Imagine what you can do with the help of Peak Construction. Phone 562-6380 for an appointment to start planning from top to bottom, inside and out. Call Peak Construction. 562-6380.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. Corn for December looking like this, 486 and a quarter. That's down, that's up three. Up three and a quarter right now. It just changed. March corn at 501 and a quarter. That's up three. Kansas City wheat for December, 686 and a quarter. That's down eight and a quarter. March Kansas City wheat, 694, and that's down eight. December oats, 447 and that's and a half. That's up 10 and a quarter. March oats at 464 and three quarters, and that's up 12 right now. November soybeans, 1299, three quarters. That's down three and a half. Soybeans for January, 1318, that's down five right now. Looking at cotton for October, 89.20 is your current price. That's up 80 cents. December cotton at 88.79, that's up 49 cents right now. Live cattle for October, 186.15, that's up $1.25. December live cattle, 197.17, that's up $2. Feeders cattle for September, 252.32, that's up 80 cents. Feeder cattle for October, 254.42, and that's up $2.17.5 right now. Crude oil for November, 91.81, that's down $1.88. December crude at 89.68, that's down $1.63. Gold for October, 1861 and 40 cents. That's down $10.90. December gold, 1881 and a dime. That's down $9.90. Silver for December, 2274 and a half cents. That's up 2 cents. March silver, $23.07. That's up a penny right now. The Dow up 103. Let's look at your market information.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustyek Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty F40, yeah. Can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65-325. Sale price 64-325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Fords for up to 60 months. $16.67 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the power tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Keeping records is a crucial part of caring for a cattle herd. K-State livestock economist Ted Schroeder discusses a recently released app called CalfDex that could help. He says why him and his team took the initiative to put this app together.
We've long seen as a challenge in the industry is not only collection of information within operations that enhances decision making, but also the ability to transfer some of that information to downstream customers, say to a cow-calf producer selling to a background or to a feedlot, or retaining ownership, that we could easily, efficiently transfer selected information from the cow-calf producers downstream, ultimately maybe even further downstream from feedlots, further into packers and even ultimately end customers.
CalfDex can be downloaded on Apple and Android cell phones, and Schroeder explains why that is likely important to producers.
This was a launch into a tool that would enable quick and easy in-the-field data collection for very specific characteristics or attributes or treatments we were doing with these animals, specifically targeted with the calves in mind as the main source of the information. So both meant to be a tool to enhance on-farm decision-making and data collection, really, that could interface with other kinds of data management systems. And this one is focused on a small set to be easy, convenient to use for what its intended purpose is, but also secondarily then to facilitate downstream data sharing.
He says the accessibility and ability of the app to connect with other cattle data is beneficial for getting the information in one place.
The really valuable component of this app that you can enter data out in the field as calves are being processed. You're out there, you know, calves that are recently born, enter whatever treatments and whatever protocols you've done to them that day. Is it also then when you get back to the home base where you turn on and upload those data to the spreadsheet to an online system, those data then are data you can access, summarize, use for future analyses and decision making, as well as share downstream. So the whole idea of making it easy to input and efficient then to utilize, analyze, merge with other on-farm data and share is what this is all about.
That was K-State livestock economist Ted Schroeder with what the new CalfDex app could provide to cattle producers. It is free to download and can be used without cell phone service. Find CalfDex in the Apple Store or Google Play Store. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
one of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.